If you're like the average Christian, you've felt the pressure to fit in with the crowd, even if it means compromising what you believe. The Bible offers a path to break free. Today, Stephen is in Romans 12:2. The verse lays down the challenge to resist conformity and embrace spiritual transformation. Discover the key to growing into a mature believer, the secret to unshakable convictions. This lesson is called From Infancy to Maturity.
I have read in the past about the transformation of a silkworm into a moth. The silkworm hatches from a tiny egg and begins eating mulberry leaves almost constantly for the first 6 weeks of its life. It grows to around 3 inches long before finding a little limb from which it begins a three-day process of spinning itself into a beautiful silk cocoon. Once unwound, in fact, that silk thread of one cocoon can be over 1,000 yards long. Now, before the moth hatches, the cocoons are harvested and dropped into boiling water where the silk thread just automatically begins to unwind. According to Chinese legend, the first silk thread was made. It was discovered when a Chinese empress was sitting under a mulberry tree and a cocoon fell into her hot tea. And she watched as that strong, silky thread, the threads of that cocoon began to uncoil. Well, the process of raising silkworms and developing the use of silk in weaving, well, it actually began in China 2,000 years before the birth of Christ. The Chinese would eventually raise silkworms and trade that beautiful silk fabric to the rest of the known world. Now, the greatest danger I learned to the silk business is if that moth inside breaks free before the cocoon is harvested. It would leave a trail of broken thread unusable to the industry. So to keep the moths from fully maturing in their process of metamorphosis, the silk farmers steam the cocoons regularly with warm air. And for whatever reason, the comfort and warmth provided by the steam actually stunts the growth process, and that silkworm never fully matures into an adult moth. It finishes weaving the cocoon, but it never breaks free. When I read that, I couldn't help but think of the metamorphosis of the believer. I wonder how many Christians never grow to maturity, never break free of the cocoon as a mature adult in Christ. Well, how do you break free of this kind of cocoon? Well, the Apostle Paul is actually going to use the word metamorphosis as he gives us the answer. We're sailing back into Romans chapter 12 now, and we're at verse 2, where Paul writes, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." Now, in this brief, inspired answer, Paul gives us a negative command, a positive command, and a plan of action. Here's the negative command. Do not be conformed to this world. The original language here with this passive, present imperative could be literally translated, stop letting the world conform you. We would say it this way, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. Now, apparently, some of the believers here in Rome were being squeezed into the mold of the Roman Empire. In fact, the word Paul uses for world, aeon, can be translated age or this contemporary generation. So Paul is telling us not to be pressured to think and talk and dress and act like our present generation, that is, the world around us. The message for us is to think for ourselves and to resist the world's pattern of living and thinking. And let me tell you, that's easier said than done, isn't it? We are by nature followers. We are imitators who want to fit in. And as far back as first grade, you wanted the shoes your friends wore and the lunchbox they carried. And that temptation doesn't stop in first grade. So the negative command here from Paul is don't be conformed to this age. Now, here's the positive command, but be transformed. Transformed is the Greek word metamorphao, which means to change from one form to another. It gives us our word metamorphosis, which we use to refer to that process by which silkworm transform into adult moths. It's the process of moving from infancy to maturity. Now, it's interesting that Paul commands us to be transformed, but he uses the passive voice, which means Paul isn't commanding the believer to transform himself, just, you know, start working real hard at that, but to be transformed. In other words, it's going to take something else, someone else, to actually transform us. So we don't just decide to be transformed by trying harder. There's actually an agent at work in our lives that transforms us. And what is that agent? Who is that at work in us? Well, Paul answers in his letter to Timothy by writing this, "Be trained in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine that you have followed. Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness." Well, this tells us the transforming agent in our lives is the Word of God. Now, we're not trying to be transformed. We are training to be transformed. In other words, we're not trying to be godly. We're training for godliness by being in the Word of God. In fact, the Greek word Paul uses here for train is gymnazo, which gives us our word gymnasium. So Paul is effectively saying to Timothy, if you want to be in shape spiritually, go into the gymnasium of the Word of God and work out. Do you want to be godly? Well, your training coach is the Word of God. Put yourself in His hands, and the result will be godly character. So how do we break free of the cocoon and transform into a mature adult? Well, first, here's what we're not to be or to do. We're not to be squeezed into the mold of the world's thinking and acting. And here's what we are to do. We're to allow the Word of God to work in us, to develop in us godly character. Now with that, Paul gives us the plan of action. How are we to be transformed? What do we do? Well, here it is. By the renewal of your mind. To renew your mind, one author wrote, is like deleting old files from a computer, completely erasing their presence and uploading new files from Scripture. And those new files are used by the Holy Spirit to refashion our minds. The active role you play is becoming a student of the Word of God. That means God's not going to open your Bible for you in the morning or in the evening. He's not going to study for you. He's not going to memorize Scripture for you. That's your part. And when you do your part, God uses the information of the Word within you to do the work of transformation in your mind and heart. Let me put it this way. You won't be transformed unless you are being informed by the Word of God. So as you are being informed by the Word of God, you resist the curriculum of the world's thinking patterns. You resist the peer pressure of the world around you. You see, when you are guided by the Word, you will be guarded from the world. I remember reading of a high school student who understood that peer pressure can work both ways. He was on a Caribbean cruise with his class. One night, his friends tried to entice him into the ship's bar, but Chad, whose mother was an alcoholic, he had determined to never drink. He was a believer and had reinforced his mind with Scripture by memorizing verses from Proverbs about alcohol abuse. So he explained to his friends that addiction ran in his family. And he said, "I've learned from the Bible that wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise." Proverbs 20, verse 1. Well, they replied, "Oh, come on, Chad, you know, just one drink isn't going to hurt anybody." And he replied again with Scripture, "Do not look at wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup and goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a serpent." Proverbs 23, verses 31 to 32. Well, his friends became angry, and they accused him of rejecting their company. He quietly said, really more to himself than them, another proverb, "If sinners entice you, do not consent." Proverbs 1, verse 10. Let me tell you, this is a young man who is in the process of being transformed by saying no to the world and yes to the Word. He's growing up. He's beginning to stretch his wings in spiritual freedom and godly conviction. He's moving from infancy to maturity. Well, with that, we're out of time for today. Until we set sail again on our wisdom journey, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
I hope this time in God's Word was a blessing to you today. You learned how resisting worldly influences and embracing God's Word is essential for spiritual growth. It's how you break free and mature into a strong, Christ-reflecting believer. So, commit to prioritize daily Bible study. Let God's Word renew your mind and transform you from the inside out. If you could use some additional resources to help you, you'll find them at wisdomonline.org. Stephen has been preaching and teaching the Bible for 4 decades. During that time, he's amassed a large collection of sermons and Bible lessons. He's also the author of several books. All of that content is available at wisdomonline.org, and I encourage you to visit there today. We also have a publication called Heart to Heart. This is a devotional guide that'll help you walk in wisdom each and every month. Heart to Heart is a gift that we send to all of our partners, but we'd like to send you the next 3 months so that you can see it for yourself. Each issue features articles by Stephen that focus on a specific topic. His desire is to help you understand how the Bible applies to the real-world situations you face. There's a devotional for each weekday and one for each weekend. It's written by Seth Davey and takes you deep into God's Word. We also provide some insight and updates on our ministry. I know that you'd enjoy having this as a companion to your daily walk with the Lord. We'd like to tell you more. Give us a call today at 866-48-BIBLE. That's 866-48-BIBLE or 866-482-4253. Call today. Well, thanks again for listening. Be sure and join us next time to continue traveling along the wisdom journey.